So I had like a random thought.
Oh, yes. Hit me with it.
We were driving and we passed the 99 cent store.
Wait, were we actually driving or was this part of your thought?
Oh, no. No. That would be like I had a daydream.
Okay.
Which
and I'm just clarifying for the listeners.
I daydream multiple times a day.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
But well, let's get back to my
So we were driving and we passed 99 cent store. Mm-hmm. And that made me think of like the Dollar Tree and like all these stores. And right? I don't understand how they stay in business.
I completely understand why they stay in business.
But like you can go and buy a bag of Cheetos for a dollar that you buy for $4 somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I don't understand.
Well, I think there are people that are very aware of that and will go buy that kind of stuff at the 99 cent store only. And that's how it stays alive.
But like a spatula, a kitchen knife, how is it only a dollar?
Well, I don't think they're the best quality.
But like it gets the job done.
Exactly. Some people know this. Some people don't.
Why do we shop anywhere else?
We're dumb.
I think I'm going to start shopping at the Dollar Tree.
You know what we could do? We could do a whole video about us exploring the Dollar Tree. Like what's
and
worth
testing
it
products.
And what's not worth it. Yeah. / 99 cent store or both or whatever. Well, or if one of them wants to sponsor this, that'd be great too.
If you do this, I should get a cut because it's my idea.
Oh, 100%.
It is documented for the world.
We have proof.
To see.
There we go.
So well, that's it.
It's a great thought. Cool story, bro.
Welcome.
Hello.
To the episode.
Happy New Year. This is the first episode that we are recording in the year 2020.
Oh my gosh, that's true.
Like actually recording. We're in the studio. It's our first one in the year 2020.
Well, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Also, speaking of 2020, I read a fun fact of like what we all need to work on, like things in 2020. And it said that you from now on for the whole rest of the year should never date anything like January 4th, 20. You should always end it in 2020 because anyone can add 18 at the end of 20 or 19 at the end of 20.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Or 2000. Like you can, they can change the date like significantly.
That's
isn't that
crazy.
Weird? That's insane. I like read that and was like, oh my God. Or I didn't read that. My dad told
yeah,
my dad
I
sent me an article and I read it from my thanks dad for sending that to me.
Thanks dad.
And I was like, whoa, that's trippy.
Dude, that's insane.
Yeah. So for all of us, me included,
I always put like 1/4/19. Like yeah. I never write out.
Well, I think everyone does, especially for that, like the date, the month, the year, you know, how it's like 2/2/2.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Scary.
We got to protect ourselves.
Protect yourself.
From the
youths.
And
tell your friends. Tell your family.
Did you get that reference?
From the youths.
The youths. What's it from?
New Girl.
Good job.
Thank you.
That's it. That's literally our friendship is just me like testing her. Usually New Girl and Friends is like.
It's usually those. But yeah. I do want to say that I think Taryn like always picks the most random parts.
Well,
it's never like an easy one.
That's
or
a great
like
part.
A well-known part. It's always like something that they said in passing that she'll
a
remember.
Great part.
No, I think this is a talent that you have. You
oh,
remember
thanks.
The weird parts I that do. Like no one really like recognizes
because
as
that's
a main
like my
thing.
Humor.
Yeah.
For sure. Like
yeah.
Things that make me laugh don't usually make others laugh.
It was fuzz floated in front of my head.
Cool.
Anyways, we've been busy.
Like, yeah.
Holidays
yeah.
has been crazy.
It has been crazy.
I'm 30, officially. Officially.
How do you feel? Do
I feel
you
good.
Feel different?
I feel different whenever I say my age.
Oh, okay. I can see
However,
that.
I went, I was snowboarding this weekend and I had the lady, I had to like go rent a helmet and she picked up the ticket and it said like my name and how my age and
yeah.
whatever. And she was like, you're 30?
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh.
Oh, that's the best.
Yes.
I mean, if there's any good part about passing your 30s, it's if you've been blessed with a younger looking face.
Yeah. So she
I
was
still,
like, you don't look 30. And I
yeah.
was like, I know.
That's the best. Which, I mean, maybe they're just doing that because they know, obviously, we would take it as a compliment. But I'll
right.
take it anyways.
No. Yeah. Give it
or
to
I got
me,
ID'd
please.
The other day and I literally just looked at her and was like, thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you very
you for
much.
That.
When I worked at Red Robin, the rule was that if they looked... If you couldn't look at them and tell if they were under 35, it was either 35 or 40, then you had to ID them. So like that I would ID sense. People all the time because I'm really bad at telling age, which is why I really think I'm a cougar. I don't think it's intentional. I think it's like I literally can't tell the difference.
Yeah, but there once you find out the age, you decide whether you're sticking around or not.
I fall fast and I fall hard. So,
I mean, I guess so.
There was one time I was line dancing. I'm having deja vu, so I might have said this already on the podcast, but I was line dancing and this guy asked me to dance. And I was like, hi, totally my type, like tall, looked like he played like football, whatever. And we're dancing, having great conversation. And then he does this like move and I see the back of his hand and it had an X.
Oh, shoot.
And I was like, ooh.
How old were you at the time? Because okay. that's what.
Age is just a number, baby.
No, we need to know.
I didn't do anything.
We need to understand. Well, dancing is harmless. We're just wondering what the age gap is.
I was probably like definitely close to 30.
Yeah. 28, 29 probably.
Probably.
Yeah. That's a big jump. Yeah. Almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Close to.
We could get in this age. I love talking about the whole age gap debate.
But it's so weird because age is just a number. It really is.
It totally is.
But then there's other times where it's like under 21, like that's like, no, that's weird. Well, that's too much.
And it's like there's times where like people's age shines through where you're like, they'll do something and you're like, why are you so immature right now? And then you remember, oh, they're at that age. And then you think about, well, when I was that age, I was dumb too.
Right.
But not then that there you're are dumb people, when you're young.
There you know are people I mean. That, you know, aren't stereotypically
totally
dumb at that age. I have a question though.
Oh, I love it.
Would you date someone, like actually date someone that's 10 years older? Younger.
Okay. So, I don't want to like say no, like a hard no.
Right.
Because I feel like there's situations where maybe it would not be as weird. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the older you get, the less weird age gaps are.
True.
I personally don't see myself dating someone 10 years younger, but I don't know.
I genuinely don't think I could.
I feel weirder about 10 years older.
Really?
Yeah. Like in their 40s, that seems so weird to me.
I'm complete opposite.
That's so funny.
I'm so complete. I like the guy can be 10 years older, sure. Like that's fine.
Yeah.
But I cannot be 10 years older than
but
him.
But that's also like I love to feel like I'm taking care of someone. And I feel like with an older guy, I would be like, wait, you want to take care of me? What?
Interesting. Guys, if you are listening to this right now and you happen to have your phones, you should DM us / email us.
Yeah.
On what your thoughts on that would be. Interesting.
We should do a poll
and
be like, would you rather date 10 years younger or older?
Yeah.
Which would mean, Ash, we'd have to actually listen to our own episode and post it, which we've been doing a horrible job
at. Been slacking, but to our defense, it's been like holiday season galore, and now we're back, and we're back on track, and routines are back. We have schedules. My agenda's back out. I haven't seen it in like a month, I'm going to be honest.
I didn't know where it was. Mine,
it fell in the deep black abyss, and it was gone forever, but...
Yeah.
Other than that, how have you been, Taryn?
I've been great. Ooh, should we talk about like our New Year's
thoughts
and whatever?
Because absolutely.
That's what you do after New Year's.
I feel like I've been talking to everyone about this because it's January. Everyone talks about it. Yes. Everyone's thinking about like bettering themselves and all that stuff.
Totally. I have a fascination with like restarts, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like for birthday or anytime it's like a year of something, like it's starting a new something. Mm-hmm. I think it's like such a beautiful thing that you can just like literally change your mindset and like it gives you an excuse to be like, no, yesterday was like then, today is now. So I'm obsessed with New Year's. I've always been. Mm-hmm. I would say we had like a cool conversation in the cabin with all our friends that we were with, but we kind of like reflected on what are we leaving behind? What are we excited for? Yes. Stuff like that. Is there something on my glasses? It's freaking me out. Sorry.
I can't fix that. I can't tell from over here.
They can't either. They're
yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Okay. So I feel like I am leaving behind the thought that like I have to work or do or be a specific thing in order to be loved.
Oof. And that is such a stereotypical problem.
It's horrible.
But that's good that you're dealing with it. You're recognizing it. That's huge.
It's something I've learned, and I know a lot of people can relate, but like, I'll just, you know, be deep and vulnerable because that's what we're all about. I feel like even down to like, I would tell myself like, oh, if I like lost weight, then I could go after this guy. Mm-hmm. Or if I dressed this certain way, then I could go after this or this. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, even just like, oh, I need to act a certain way so I don't like overshadow this person. Or it's like all these things where I'm like, oh, yeah, I'd be good enough if. And that if is such a freaking horrible, powerful, tricky word in that sentence, because it should just stop it like you're enough no matter what. Yeah. Like no matter what, wherever you're at in life, like however you are, whether you feel like you have flaws or downfalls or whatever, like you are enough exactly where you are. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that like I've always struggled with, and I know everybody pretty much struggles with that.
I think, yeah, to a degree.
Yeah. So I think that has been a journey I've been on this year of like finding myself and realizing like I am amazing and like I love myself exactly how I am. And anybody who like wouldn't want to get to know me because of like a stipulation or like, oh, I will if some like, what do you call that? Like a clause statement, you know? Yeah. Then like they're not worth getting to know me and the gem that I am.
Right.
So that was something I was leaving behind. So I feel like I really have stepped out of that. So watch out, world, because she confident.
Because she confident now.
She confident. She knows what she deserves. But now I feel like I'm stepping into wanting to, like, attack things. And, like, because now I don't feel held back. I'm right. Like, let's get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to actually, like, work on loving myself and doing things for myself, which has always been hard for me.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my recap.
No, I actually 100% love that. I was listening to a podcast yesterday, The Skinny Confidential, ooh, which I feel like mm-hmm. a lot of people know. Big fan of them, but they had a guest on and he completely like enraptured me. And the whole time I was driving, my mind was just like sucked into what he was talking about. But his name was Ed Milet. And he was talking about the mistake we make, that most of us make at the top of every year, is making like an unrealistic goal.
Yeah.
And it's because like we make this mistake and we start jotting down like all these goals that we want to accomplish at the end of the year. But because we make these unrealistic ones, subconsciously, we know we're going to fail.
Interesting.
And then it's that subconscious feeling that causes us to fail.
Oh, shoot.
Because
okay.
like saying, for example, saying I'm going to lose 20 pounds this year is a whole lot of weight. So you immediately start backtracking. You're just in your head. Yeah. You're thinking, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And the way to fix that, he was saying, was to not chase an actual number. And this could go for anything. It doesn't have to be weight. Don't chase an actual number of weight. Don't chase a number of followers. Don't chase a specific promotion. Because the truth is, it'll bring happiness, but it's fleeting. It won't bring true fulfillment. What you need to do is chase a lifestyle.
I love that.
Right? So it was like, instead of chasing a 20-pound goal limit, which if you make that, awesome, and definitely, you know, celebrate that victory.
Yeah.
But chase a healthier lifestyle. So start with baby steps that you can actually achieve, because once you start checking off those achievements, that's when you hit the goal.
Yeah, because you get a taste of it and you're like, yes, you want to continue.
And he went into this huge talk about, because he's like a, what do you call it? He's a motivational speaker. He works with celebrities. He works with athletes. He works
like a life coach.
Like a life coach kind of thing. And he was talking about athletes and how when they're like running down the field, they're picturing in their head catching the ball and making the goal or the basket or the whatever.
Look at you.
Like they're picturing it already before they're even going for it. Like they can taste how it feels to already be holding the ball or to already be throwing it or whatever it is. They can already picture it, taste it. They're there already.
Yeah.
And their body goes to it because it's already in that zone.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No,
and
yeah,
I was like,
totally.
Dude, that is just mind blowing. Instead of I'm going to, for me specifically, it's always been weight. So I feel like I always go to weight. So I'm just going to use that as an example. Like losing 10 pounds has always been like the number. And I, year after year, like never make it because it becomes this overwhelming sense that I'm not going to achieve it.
instead of just slowly 1 pound at a time, yeah, or one per body percent of fat at a time, like chipping away and knowing I'm going to get there.
Yeah. Well, and it's about the process too, which I feel like I've learned too, is, yeah, like it's to do something just for that end result. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people work well like that, but I know for me, like if my like heart isn't behind it, then like I don't go for it as much. Yeah. So like for me, like, you know, trying to eat healthy, which I am trying to do, but like I'm doing that now out of a place where I'm like, I know that that's like a way I can love myself and take care of myself. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like me eating healthy makes me feel better and like have more energy, have more like stamina to like do things throughout life. So like that's a better place to step onto like a goal, like, oh, getting healthy, mm-hmm, as opposed to just like, oh, well, I want to lose weight so that I'll look hot and people will like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's, you got to find like those motivations and that balance of loving yourself where you're at, but also knowing I do love myself where I'm at, but I also want to love myself to a healthier place too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think that's what's going to cause it to stick.
To stick,
you know, because if you
that landing,
if you get to that number and then you fall off, usually you fall off hard, mm-hmm, you know, instead of being like, no, like, okay, I had a burrito last night. We're
it
bouncing
was
back.
For the memes.
It was great. It was fantastic. Yeah. And now we're like continuing on, yeah, with the diet, you know. You I know feel what? Like that, oh, kind of thinking is what's going to get you through it.
Oh, I fully agree. It reminded when you were talking about like people like going too hard and then being discouraged or whatever. It reminds me of like, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you're starving, so you order like a ton of food because, yeah, like you're so hungry and, oh, you're, yeah, like in the moment. So you're like, yeah, I'll have like a side of this, a side, mm-hmm, of whatever. And then, mm-hmm, it comes and you start eating and then you're like, crap, like I've totally ordered too much.
Yeah.
It's kind of like at New Year's, we get so intense, which like, I wish we could like bottle that up and like spread it out throughout the year. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
I would love, but, a burst of energy in, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, June or something, yeah, like that.
But I think it's good to remember like, okay, I'm feeling this. I'm excited for the new year. But like also let's be realistic about like where I'm going. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. No, yeah. I love that. I have a word that I chose, oh, yeah, for 2020. And I thought about this a lot. I was thinking about
Can
this.
Can you tell us last year?
Basically,
year's?
Yeah, basically all through November and December. Last year's word was bold because I felt like I held back a lot in life and I didn't take a lot of risks. And
do you feel
I needed
like you accomplished
to,
it?
Yeah.
I did
I think
too.
I did. I think I like career wise, even personally, emotionally even, I feel like I have just like been very, I've learned about myself and I've been very, very aggressive with, mm-hmm. And but my version of aggressive versus yours might be very different. But for me, it was aggressive. Yes. And I'm very proud of that. But so, yeah, I'm excited that I accomplished that for 2019. For 2020, I've decided my word's going to be capable because I know that I am.
Mm-hmm.
I just never portray that / I never act like I am. I've learned, I think, especially this last year, that I just doubt myself a lot and I'll think something. I won't believe in it until I hear someone else like confirm it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, cool. That was a good idea.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Where, oh,
it's
totally.
Like, no, I know I'm fully capable of, yeah, doing anything I put my mind to. I just need to like step into that.
I
so
love
my
that.
Word is capable this year.
I love that.
Very excited for it.
I haven't totally settled on one.
That's okay.
I really like, I want something like tenacity or like tenacious, you know, like something where it's like,
why
I just want to like
make that your word. Cause you've said that
because
a couple times.
I haven't really like looked into the meaning to like make sure that's representing exactly what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just want to freaking attack it. Like I'm tired of like being like, oh, I should have,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyhow.
I did want to give a tip for anyone who is setting goals and wanting to make resolutions or change their lifestyles. I had this like realization probably like the middle of last year. And I've talked about it a lot. I actually just made a video about it. So if, you know, shameless promo,
shameless
if you wanted to check
plug.
It out, go check it out.
We get it. You're
I talked
a YouTuber.
About it and it was a good time. However, I'm going to share it with you guys also. I just had this huge realization basically every Monday or at least at some point during during the week, I listen to one motivational podcast. It's usually like How I Built This or The Armchair Expert or something like that, where you listen to people who have been so successful in one area of their life talk about that success and where it stemmed from or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding you guys. And this is I'm talking to myself right now. And I know there's other people who's on the same page. I have to wake up earlier. There's no way I can get all of this done in one day if my ass is still in bed.
I totally
agree. At like 8 o'clock. I can't wake up at 8 anymore. It's not okay. It's not working. And so here's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think I'm not going to put 5 a.m. on you like that. I would never do that. I wouldn't do that to myself. Oh. Like, that's unrealistic. But I think we are all capable of setting the clock back at least 1 hour.
Okay.
Right.
Ooh, that's like 1 hour for me.
I know it's early, but like, I think if we give ourselves, like, we're all stressed because we can't get it all done.
Yeah.
We need to give ourselves an hour.
Yeah.
So that was the realization I had. That is my thing this year. I'm really going to try to get myself up earlier. It's fine when I have like a workout class with you.
Yeah.
Or if I scheduled something with someone else. But if it's just me getting myself up out of bed, I really struggle.
It's hard. It's so hard.
Yeah. And I'm actually kind of a morning person. Like, I do wake up. I don't sleep in like some people do, but I can't get up.
That's what I was telling someone. Yeah. Someone asked me if I'm a morning person. And I was like, I feel like that definition is like confusing for me because I'm not a get out of bed person, but the second I'm up, I'm chipper. I'm ready to talk. I'm ready to attack the day.
Yeah.
It's literally just the act of not snoozing my alarm and rolling my butt out of bed.
Yeah.
That is the part I'm not good at.
Yeah.
Everything else, I'm like, I love the mornings. I love being up.
Yeah. But I had a talk with my dad about this because he worked at his job for 30 years. I think before he retired, and he had to be there super early. He woke up every day at 4.
Oof.
Every day, 4 or 4:30, depending on what time he had to go in. And he said it literally became muscle memory. He wasn't like, you can't snooze.
Yeah.
You can't give yourself that option. Yeah. You have to force yourself to sit up. And that's why those tricks like set your alarm on the other side or set your phone on the other side is a really efficient way of doing it because it forces your body to get up.
Yeah.
So we just got to move. We got to get up.
I freaking love it. I have a email that I wanted to read because I thought it was cool.
Ooh, I love this.
Hi, Ashley and Taryn. My name is Jen.
Hey.
I just got into the podcast, so we got a newbie.
Ooh, welcome.
But I started from the beginning and now I'm catching up. I pretty much listen whenever I'm doing those mindless tasks like skincare routine, making breakfast, driving, etc., which I think we all do.
Yeah, that's it.
She said, and I love it. I don't have any situations, sorry, gals, but I just wanted to say that listening to your podcast is actually helping me give advice to my friends.
Ooh.
It is something I totally didn't expect, but I find myself able to give advice to my friends in a more coherent and well thought out way. You guys don't have to say this on the podcast, but I hope one of you reads this just so you know that you are helping people in so many different ways. Your podcast is helping people beyond who actually listen. Thank you so much. Can't wait to listen in 2020.
Ooh.
Love, Jen.
I love that. Thanks, I loved Jen.
That's what I love. Happy. I mean, it's about like anything with like the arts, right? Like whether it's like music, writing, like drama, film, whatever. And I think podcasts can be that too. Like anything that you like put out that's like a creative outlet, what's like the coolest thing ever is watching what it morphs into.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can tell you something and you can take it like 30,000 different ways, right?
Yeah.
Or I can play you a song and to me it evokes like a sad emotion, but to you, you might be like, oh, this is like nostalgic. It reminds me of something else.
Yeah.
So I think it's so cool to see like what this thing that we totally thought would be something else in the beginning has morphed into. And
right.
I love that it's like giving people confidence to see like we are two just normal, amazing, but like two girls who just like have a love for people. And like, so we just sit and we're honest and like open about how we feel about these situations. And like we all have the power to do that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, keep listening to us. Don't take our jobs,
please,
but like,
please don't leave. Please continue to listen.
Yeah, that was just, I really love that.
No, I love that too. Me and Taryn had a talk about what today's episode was going to be, and we decided we were going to do a couple of shorties.
Yes.
Basically talking about this new year and topics that you guys wanted to talk about. Also just like starting this year fresh and what that looks like for some people.
I love that.
So we both picked a couple. And I'm super excited for mine. I know I'm going to be excited for yours. I feel like everyone's on the same page right now. We've all got the same vibe going. So I feel like answering a couple of these are going to be answering like so many of your guys' problems / questions that you might have.
And every single person probably has this stuff on their mind, right? They're like, well, everyone's talking about the resolutions. Like, what do I want out of this year? And it's so like we saw so many in our inbox that were just like, OK, like, how do I attack these different things? So I think it'll be good to just attack a couple questions.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. And I think we're all going to learn a lot from it. I think we should take a quick break.
Love that.
And then we'll get into it.
Welcome back from your break.
Okay. I'm super excited to get into this, so I'm just going to dive right in.
Do it.
This is from a girl named Redding, which I just thought was a beautiful name.
That's gorgeous.
She titled it, which I thought was really cute, Beginner's Guide to Confidence.
Ooh, okay.
Which is adorable.
Okay.
So, relax. It's not that long. So.
Oh, also, I feel like we should just say this up front. Our printer broke at home. So we're reading everything off our phones. So if we stutter or stumble, it's because we're reading small print and we didn't have time to like make sure it's written out clearly. So give us some grace.
I'm literally, if you're watching the YouTube video version of this, I have my phone horizontal, which never happens, so that I can read it easier.
Bigger,
because I was having a hard time. Cool. So here we go. The Beginner's Guide to Confidence. Hey, Ash and Taryn, my name's Redding, and I'm a high school sophomore. By the way, I'm an Enneagram 6, which just, can I just say, it really makes me really happy when you guys send in stories and you tell us your name, where you're from, your age, and your Enneagram number.
Because we automatically feel like we know a little
like
more who
I know
you are.
Everything about you. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you're from the East Coast. You go to this school, you're in high school, and I know your personality type.
What is the 6? Do you want to just say a brief?
Yeah. The 6 is the loyalist, and they are the ones that love to have a bunch of research. They love to understand everything fully. They're very inner circle. So once you're in their circle, they will love you till the day you die. You can do no wrong. They will stick with you. If worse comes to worse, they will do whatever they have to do to support you. But if you're out of their circle, they don't trust you.
Love
which
that.
Is why they're called the loyalists. Yep. But like, so it's great to have them on your side, but they also like, it takes a lot of work to get them on your side.
Oh yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And my phone just locked up. It's fine.
Oh, no.
It's fine. We're bouncing back. Okay. She continues. I have always been someone who doesn't like a lot of attention drawn to myself and would rather blend in. Same. Lately, I have been trying to find my style, and I think I might have found it, which is a lot for me considering that I am the most indecisive person ever. I love turtlenecks or structured loose-fitting pants and everything that has a very classic vibe to it, even like a white button-up tucked into jeans or a skirt. Now that I have the easy part of finding my style down, here comes the hard part: actually wearing them to school. I feel like I'm not confident enough to wear outfits that I think are really cute to school. I feel like people will judge me and think I'm trying too hard or dressing quote unquote older. Any tips on how to become more confident would be greatly appreciated. I love your podcast and hope you read this. Thank you for your time. And she said, P.S. I can use her name if you want. So I did.
So it's
ready. I really related to this because I remember... I grew up in middle school and elementary school, a really tiny school. Mm-hmm. And then I went to a bigger high school, which in retrospect wasn't that big, but compared to the school I came from, was huge. And money was always tight for me. I was never able to have a whole lot of clothes. So I remember like walking in and being like, oh, I'm wearing the same, you know,
jeans
and a t-shirt kind of thing. And all these girls have funky outfits that like portray their personality.
Yeah.
And I remember trying on outfits at home, but never wearing them at school too.
Yeah. Oh, fully.
And it was for something about like actually like wearing it was terrifying.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense in your head. It's like, no, if that's what you want to wear, wear it. But at the time, which I'm sure is what Redding's dealing with, it was absolutely horrifying.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it. And then I don't think it was until like my senior year that I started forcing myself to wear outfits. Did you do something like that ever?
Yeah, no, I would say I feel like I really came out of my shell like my junior year.
Yeah, junior, senior year, that's when things start, you start changing a little bit and you're like, I'm gonna do it.
Some of the stuff I wore, dear God, someone should have kept me in my shell a little more.
But, like, that's when you're supposed to.
Yeah. But, like, I was obsessed with, like, just an example. I had these, like, cargo boy shorts that were, like, army.
Oh, no.
And I would wear them all the time because I guess in my head I thought I was, like, a hip-hop artist. But that was when I kind of, like, got into it. I was really into, like, thrifting. So I, like, wore a lot of, like, retro-type stuff, too. Went through an 80s phase. Mm-hmm. And I would say, like, I think it should be comforting to know that, like, a lot of people probably feel like that.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm jealous that you're going through this in a time where, like, fashion is so, like, not one thing. Like, if you look at any magazine, half of the stuff that's in magazines, I'm like, what is that? You know, but that's the whole point is, like, fashion,
it catches your attention.
Yeah, fashion's like an expression. It really is what you want. And honestly, it's not even about the outfit. It's how you wear it. Like, if you walk into someone or somewhere wearing what you want to wear with this attitude of like, yeah, I did this on purpose.
Yeah.
No one is going to question you and everyone's going to be like, dude, that's dope. You know what I mean?
I forget what movie this is from, but it might have been like, he's just not that into you or something like that. But it was a guy telling a girl she was overwhelmed about her outfit. And he was like, if you keep eye contact with him and be confident, he won't even notice what you're wearing.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, well, shoot. Like,
but it's so true.
It's so true. Like, confidence, I would spend so much time figuring out what to wear. And it's like, no, the truth is I could have worn like the worst outfit ever, but if I walk in confidently and just own it, then everyone's like, oh, dang, she looks good today.
Yeah.
It's weird, but
no,
it's so true.
So true.
And I think the whole confidence thing kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier about checking off boxes. Mm-hmm. I think setting a huge goal can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like a New Year's resolution can be very overwhelming. Changing your entire wardrobe or look like at one time can be very overwhelming. So do the same thing I said earlier with the New Year's resolutions. Start with new shoes. Mm-hmm. Change up your hair one day. Start wearing like more different t-shirts only. You could have the same pair of jeans and like rock them differently with different
stuff.
Or like
go to the grocery store in an outfit that you want. Like somewhere
take
where
baby
it's like
steps.
It doesn't matter who it is. Like literally just leave the house in it.
Yeah.
And honestly, like I think what you'll notice is like a shift will happen to where you like own it. Like you just gotta own it. Like,
all it takes is for one person to be like, yo. Yeah. Cool outfit and you're just like, oh yeah, I got it. And then all of a sudden you're like, you're good to go, you know?
No, it's so true.
I think baby steps and start checking off getting those confidence points and then just freaking walk into school, strut down the hallway and like, there
put,
you go.
Put like your headphones in, put like a Beyonce like strut song, you know?
D-gaff, don't care what they think.
If it helps you, I feel like me and Ashley, I will say Ashley, you're much better at like actually like dressing.
That's true.
I have a great fashion sense, but I'm also a lazy human being. So like sweatpants, leggings, flannels, like that's my go-to. Mm-hmm. But I would say from two people who I would say were both pretty like fashion intelligent, if that's a word. What you're describing is like your style sounds super cute.
Yeah.
So I think you should just do it. Like literally just do it and start taking selfies in the mirror.
Yeah.
Start just like pumping yourself up and
post
just like
a story.
Go for it.
Post a Snapchat in that outfit. See what people say. I guarantee you, you're going to get comments saying you like it. Yeah. And also just because you're wearing this right now doesn't mean it's your forever style.
Yeah.
You know, no one has, it's going to change constantly. So just like go with the flow.
And what's the worst that can happen? Someone's like, what are you wearing? And be like, what are you wearing? And walk away. That's like all you got to say. Like, it doesn't matter what
and
people think.
And to this day, this is just a little thing that I've always felt helped me. Any pair of heels, even the smallest little heel,
or
makes
like a cute
me
booty.
Feel so much more confident.
Totally.
I don't know why. It's completely mental. It makes zero sense, except for it makes me stand up taller. And for some reason, it makes me feel like a little sexier. And that gives me confidence. So whatever your outfit is, put on a little like half inch heel. It doesn't have to be a stiletto, a little booty, a little chunky, you know, whatever. It'll work.
Love it.
It works.
Love it. Well, like always, we're totally in sync because my first one is, how can I stop caring about what people think of
me? Dang, we're on a roll. Go for it.
I would like to be anonymous. There you go.
Glad you caught that.
Thank you for putting that first, anonymous, because, you know. Hi, Ashley and Taryn. I hope you're all well. Lately, I've found myself thinking a lot about how others view me. I stuttered on that. Others view me. I first noticed this one on New Year's Eve when I was looking at my outfit. I thought about how maybe my crush would like me if he saw me in this super cute dress and makeup I was wearing. And then I was like, should I start wearing makeup to school? Does he like girls like that? Then I realized that I was about to change myself for this guy that I hardly knew. I'm not insecure, but I still care about what other people think. Please give any advice that you can. And I look forward to hearing next week's episode.
Wow. Mm-hmm. This is good.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to hear what you have to say. I feel like this is something I've actually struggled with a lot. I very much care way too much about what other people think. I actually had this whole conversation snowboarding this past weekend. The most terrifying part for me is not going down the hill. It's not falling. I fell plenty of times. It's falling off the ski lift and other people seeing me fall off the ski lift. Mm-hmm. It's not falling. It's not the act of falling. I could fall all the time. It doesn't bother me. It's falling in front of a crowd of people and them thinking I shouldn't be up here or something like that. That is my biggest downfall. And because of my fear of them seeing me fall, I fell. Like, almost every single time.
So in your head.
Yeah. Because I'm like, don't fall. Like, I'm so worried about them that I actually end up falling.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my bit of advice is that you just shouldn't do it. I think it's normal and it's natural. So don't be too hard on yourself. We all do care what other people think to a degree.
Yeah.
I think Taryn's a lot better at this than I am. But I feel like I have actually changed myself for guys specifically.
Oh, totally.
And I've regretted it every single time. I always, like, at the end of the relationship or whatever the hell it was, I always end up coming back and being like, well, here I am again. Yeah. You know, like, did that again. I'm always upset at myself. So it's not worth it. It's 100% not worth it. You, in the end, especially if we're talking about guys, if you're changing yourself for him to like you, eventually he'll realize that that's not who you are.
Yeah.
You know, and he'll be liking someone that you aren't even capable of being really. And you're doing both of yourselves a disfavor.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just not worth it.
No, I agree.
And I really want to hear what you want to say, because Taryn has this gift of just not caring what people think. And I love it. And I wish I had it.
Well, I mean, to an extent,
right.
Like you said, I think we all struggle with it, but I definitely think when it comes in context of like trying to be someone, which I talked about, that's what I'm leaving behind, right? Like trying to be something that someone wants and changing yourself to fit their version of what you should be, that's where it becomes a dangerous thing. And I think it's really good that like she's catching it already.
Right off the bat.
Because that was my problem with my first relationship, where I like went into it and slowly started morphing to what he wanted because he was so vocal about like what he liked and didn't like.
Yeah.
And I think I shared this on the podcast, but that was like, I remember waking up the next day after we broke up and being like, what do I wear? Like,
yeah.
Because even down to like how I dress was so controlled by like what this person would like.
Yeah.
And I think there's a very fine line of like, oh, I'm, like, if I was dating a guy, right, and I show up and I have my hair in a high pony and he's like, oh, my gosh, like, you look so cute today. Everyone does that, like, mental note, right? Like, oh, he likes my hair up like this. Yeah. And so,
mental
like,
check.
Yeah, you want to be cute. You want to, like, be what someone loves, especially if you care about him. Where I think the danger is if you're trying to change who you are to get them to accept you.
Yeah.
Like, it should come after they already accept you and you love that person. So, obviously, like, you want to do things that, like, they like.
Yeah.
Then it should be something that still falls into, like, what you enjoy and what you love.
Right. Like, if you're in a relationship and you know that your partner likes your hair down and curly, doing that for them is, like, a gift.
Yeah.
But that it shouldn't be something you do to be like, hey, look at me, like, let's talk, or let's, you know, if you're trying to start something.
Totally.
That's, yeah, I agree with that.
And there's nothing wrong with like trying to look hot to impress a guy. Like, I think that's what it's like, the whole peacocking thing, right? Like, right. You do, like, we all do when it. You're going out, especially like, I mean, even us, we'll be like, we're going out, like, we want to get our flirt on. Like, we should not do like a before and after
of what I look right now versus what I look like going out. Completely different.
No makeup Monday. but yeah, like, I think there's every, but it's like life in general. Everything in moderation is okay.
Yeah.
I think where you should reflect is like, okay, do I want to wear makeup to school? Mm-hmm. Because if the answer is no, then there's your answer. Like, you don't want to catch someone who's going to make you feel like you have to be something that you're not. And I think it all comes down to putting yourself first. So I'm not going to care about what other people think, because I know that at the end of the day, like, I should love and care about myself enough to, like, cover what everyone else has to say.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing, but I think every time you find yourself in that rut of like, oh, I'm thinking so much about how other people affect me, you need to step in and just be like, okay, but how do I feel? Like, what do I want to do?
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's what I was going to say. Like, a tip you can do is whatever it is, whether you're getting dressed, whether you're doing your hair, if it's what you're listening to, I think just take a step back, take a moment and be like, am I doing this for me or am I doing this for someone else?
Yeah.
If it's for someone else, maybe second guess why you're doing it, maybe stop.
Yeah.
If it's for you or if it's for someone else and you actually want to do this for someone else, then go for it. But like, take a moment to like figure out why you're doing it.
No, I love that.
You know, it's a good tip. Honestly, for me,
like, you're good, because if you're already like reflecting on this stuff, like, you're light years ahead of where
I was back forever to figure that out. I'm still struggling with it.
And the easiest way to not care about what people think is like, don't.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Yeah. Or if you start feeling yourself do that, just be like, shut it down.
Yep. Shut
What's
it
that from?
Down. New
What's
girl.
That from? Yeah.
New girl. I'm proud of you.
Cool. Yeah. Let's take a break.
I feel very inspired.
Do we have the other two?
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. All right. Getting back into the next two.
When you hear what? When you hear a throat.
Oh my gosh. What did that take you four times to figure that out?
When you hear a throat clear, it's time to go. Wow.
I don't know why I always do that. I think it's because I don't want to like come out in my voice crack, you know, like start to say something and just like, it's terrifying. Yeah, anyways.
I feel you.
Anyways, I don't know why. Nervous tick, I guess.
Yeah.
Moving on, we have two more shorties that we want to talk about. And this one is really going right along with what we've already been talking about, but in kind of like a different topic,
adjacent,
but similar. Yeah, similar tone. So this one is titled Women Empowerment.
Ooh.
Don't know if I spelled empowerment right, which you did, so good job. But I would love an episode on women empowerment and how we can do just as much things as guys can. Maybe talking about how we can take the first initiative in a relationship or do things that typically a man would do. Both of you are so independent and I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you. I would like some tips on how to be more of my own person and how to not have someone else define me. I feel like you two could really give some amazing advice on this topic and would love to hear it. Thank you, Kate.
Love this.
Kate, she thinks we're independent.
She thinks.
I'm glad someone does.
Don't tell her.
I don't think I'm
independent. What? No.
No.
We are very independent.
I think we're very independent. I think it's something that I have to push sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, okay, freaking do it, Ashley. Like, you got this. But I try to be full circle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a capable person.
I listen.
Oh my gosh. That's a great, first of all, yes, the women empowerment thing. Absolutely. I feel like we talked about it a lot in 2019, but we could talk about it even more 2020. So that's for sure a thing. As far as figuring out like how to not let someone define you, I think, and like Taryn, I want your opinion on this too. Mm-hmm. I think it really comes down to figuring out what defines you, like as a person. So, And it doesn't have to be that deep. Like, would you say you're more artistic? Would you say you're more book smart? Would you say you're athletic? Like, find those big categories, figure out where you're at. And then I think maybe This is okay. This is something I had to do recently. As you know, I've mentioned it already in this exact episode. I'm 30. That was really hard for me to wrap my head around. I'm not kidding. I jotted down 30 things that I love about myself, 30 things that I don't like about myself, because I had to figure out
where you're at,
kind of like where I'm at this age, because I was like, oh, shoot, I'm 30 and it makes me feel old. So I had to write down like 30 things that I love about myself to be like, okay, like I've got time and I'm fine. And it helped me kind of become more aware of how I define myself as a 30-year-old.
Yeah.
So maybe jot down.
I don't like that you wrote 30 things you don't love.
Well, that's things that I want to change for like the foreseeable 30 future.
30 things that you would like to work on.
Yes. I titled it Don't Like.
I don't like
but
that.
But it doesn't mean that this is like, as I long hate as you myself.
Okay. As long as you're looking at it.
It's like I doubt myself too much.
Okay.
I'm going to be a capable person.
I just want to make sure your self-talk
is gentle. No, I appreciate that. Okay. As a best friend, that's your job, and I appreciate that.
The only one that can yell at you is me when I'm yelling at you for being mean to yourself.
To myself.
That's it. No, I like what you said, and I think everything is a lot more simple than we make it. And you said I don't remember exactly what you said, but you said basically even just like stepping back. And it's funny, like all of these have, I feel like this whole episode has this theme.
Similar undertone.
And
it's that
you need to step back and just spend some time with yourself.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? What do you like? And I think you can even do it as simple as like looking, even, I mean, gosh, everyone's glued to their phone, which I want to like be better at this year for sure. Mm-hmm. But like, even like, when you're scrolling through things, like what are things that catch your eye? Like, do you like to go more towards like the artistic stuff? Are you like into music? Are you into, you know, social injustice? What are things that pull at you? And then once you feel that pull, like explore that and be like, mm-hmm. okay, well, how can I get involved? Like, what can I do? To align myself with obviously like what my passions are. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing to like, I mean, that's not a hard thing to do. It's something we do always, but just taking a second to pay closer attention to like, okay, what are things that like excite me or like catch my attention, you know?
Yeah. I think that's the best place to start. Mm-hmm. If we're talking like ground zero.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. I would jot all these things down. I would make a mental list of like things that I like. And if you feel like someone else, maybe someone if you're starting a relationship, maybe your partner or your best friend, or maybe even like your workplace can very quickly start changing, how you look or how you think. I think that's when it's very important to maybe take bigger steps in how you think. Like, for example, and this is a stupid example, but I'm just going to say it. If you're with a group of friends in school and everyone's wearing similar outfits and you feel like you're being defined by them, wear the weirdest, like, go Lady Gaga on them and wear like
Lady Gaga.
Something completely different that doesn't fit into the group and is maybe a little out there, but like you're into it.
Yeah.
Go like full into it and like really be like, I'm not a part of this. Like, I like you guys. Like, sorry, we can hang out.
I know. Drop it.
We're still like talking. And like, make that your big, like, this is me right now. I might not be where I'm going to stay, but like, make that about you and set yourself apart somehow.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be as dramatic, obviously.
Yeah.
As Lady Gaga. But like, freaking Karen, I'm trying to talk.
But say it in your head.
We're out.
No. We're going to get in fire. Keep going. Sorry.
No. I mean, that's basically it.
Or, no, it's so good.
Yeah. Just do something that sets you apart from wherever you're feeling defined, whatever is defining you.
No. Yeah. No. I think that's freaking brilliant. And again, so simple.
Yeah.
Like, so
it's
simple.
It really is the simplest thing.
As far as taking initiative with like dating and guys, I'm trying to start dating.
It's a thing we talked about.
It's a big deal. Just kidding. But no, like, and what I'm saying, or like what I'm trying to do, and we actually talked about this earlier, because both of us are trying to like actually make an effort, because I think a lot of our singleness is like our choice and our fault. But like, I think the key to everything is just being like open and upfront and honest. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's anything wrong with girls making an initiative.
Absolutely not. I have plenty of guy friends that I'll tell you it's hot as hell. So. Yeah.
And I also don't think there's anything wrong with a girl being like more traditional and being like, I want the guy to make the first move. I think, again, comes down to what you want. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed like, the more like I'm just like forward and honest about like who I am and what I want, like guys respect that, you know. Yeah. Like I'm super upfront and I'm like, hey, like I'm not the kind of girl who like if you're just looking for a hookup, like that's not me.
Not a one night stand. So
no, like I'm not.
Leave if you have to.
Yeah, like I actually would like I need conversation. I need to feel like I know you, and so I think like. And I've noticed like right away, like either the guy's going to be like, oh, that's not what I'm looking for. And then I'm like, cool, because that's my choice. Yeah. Like my choice is to be like, I don't want this. And if you don't want it, then fine. Like, let's go our separate ways.
Yeah.
But like, I think that's the whole thing is like our world in general is just like starving for open honesty. And I think if you do it, it's empowering because then you're the one setting like the pace. You know what I mean?
And you know what's crazy is I feel like being vulnerable like that and telling someone right off the bat, like specifically guys or whoever you're trying to date or currently talking to, being vulnerable like that can be really scary. But like I feel like every time I have been or you have been, like the other party is always like, wow, thank you so much for telling me up front.
Yeah.
It could be a no. And they'll be like, actually, I'm really looking for something, you know, just like really casual or whatever. But like, I really appreciate you telling
me.
Because like the truth is like you're saving them time.
Yeah.
You're being very upfront. So because dating, there's so much like it's such a game. Yeah. And there's a lot of like back and forth and effort and emotions that get involved. So it's so much better to just be like, hey, like this is me. I like you. And, you know. Would you want to go out with me?
Yeah.
Or being vulnerable and telling them like, hey, like this is who I am. This is what I believe. Like stick around if you want to. But if not, like here's your chance to go.
Yeah.
I think that makes you look like a boss ass bitch.
Yeah.
It makes you like sexy, like so sexy because it's like, I know what I want.
Yeah.
You can come or go, but like here's my rules.
Oh, totally.
And you have to play by them.
Yep.
And I think whether you're a guy or a girl, that's sexy.
Yeah.
And, I think it's really cool for girls to do that because stereotypically they don't.
Yeah.
So we're going to work on that.
Because of all the reasons we've already listed, you're like, oh, well, I want them to like me. I want them to like, I want to be what they would want. So how can I be, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and there's just nobody has time for that.
Yeah. Nobody. No.
And you don't want
has
that.
Has time for that. So.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. Do you want to keep going or do you feel like we like?
I think keep going.
Okay.
I feel like I'm on a roll.
I feel like, oh my gosh, I just made all my pictures go to the very top. Okay. All right. I have one from Kayla. She said, hey guys, I absolutely love your podcast and your guys' dynamic is hilarious. We're hilarious.
Ash. We're so funny.
I know. currently, I'm a senior in high school really struggling with knowing what to do when I graduate. Like where to go for college, what do I do as my career, etc. My parents ask me like every day it feels like to see if I've made any decisions. I know they mean well, but it is really overwhelming and discouraging and I feel like they expect me to know all the answers and I'm only 17. I just really don't want to end up doing something that I hate or be miserable for the rest of my life and I am also paying for my schooling so I need to be smart about what I choose because I can't afford to do the wrong thing. Anyway, I know you guys really enjoy your jobs, so any advice on how you realize what your passions were would be amazing. Love listening every week. Also, you can say my name. And she, like, gave me the pronunciation because it's spelled uniquely. She's like, people always get it wrong. I feel you, Taryn. And this was titled, How Do You Make Life Decisions?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most relatable things I've ever heard is not knowing what you're going to do
be it's so in high common.
School. It's the most common thing. Yeah. I know it doesn't feel like it at the time. I remember being in high school and everyone knew exactly what they were going to do. Yeah. And I was over here like, not a clue, actually.
But realistically, I feel like it's like there's a handful of people that do and they openly speak about what they want to do, which puts pressure on other people. So then they spit out an answer to feel cool, too. And then everyone's saying like, yeah, this is what I want to do. Yeah. When in reality, I think everyone's like, I don't know.
No one knows. Like, mine lasted for a long time. Yeah. I took forever to figure out what I wanted to do. I didn't graduate college until I was 26. And I remember Alicia, my sister, sitting me down one day because someone, again, asked me like what I was doing with my life. And I was like, I don't know. And she was like, don't say it like that. And I was like, what do you mean? She said, you don't know. So tell them. I don't know, but I'm excited to see what it is.
Yeah.
You know, be confident about it. And I was just, I sat there and I had a full moment where I was like, well, this is why you're like, you know, so much more mature than I am because I'm over here like, oh, I don't know. Like, you know, maybe this or maybe this. And I'm spitting out all these random things, which aren't true.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make it look like I kind of have an idea.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, like, I'd rather you, if you don't know, like, be confident and be like, no, I'm not sure what I'm doing, but figure it out, you know?
Yeah, no, I can't remember when it was, like, a couple years ago, I decided, like, I want to be more upfront with, like, not knowing the answer to things because I feel like a lot of people feel like we have to fake an answer, right? Especially, like, professionally.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many times someone will come to my desk or something and be like, hey, like, what's blah, 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 blah. And you instantly panic and then you spit out an answer trying to sound like you know what you're talking about because you don't want to be embarrassed. You don't want people, again, you're worried about what they'll think if you don't know. And so a while ago, I decided, like, I want to take the power away from the statement, I don't know. And so I actually say it all the time. I don't know if you've noticed, but, like, someone will say, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I'll just look at him and be like, I don't know what you mean. Like, or I don't understand what you mean. Like, and I'm okay with being like, I don't understand what you just said to me. Or like, I don't know what that is. And I think, like you said, if you're confident in the fact that you're like, oh, like, I don't know what I'm doing. Or like, I've never heard that term. You know what I mean? Like,
the term thing resonates with me. Because a lot of times I'll be like, uh-huh. And in my head, I'm going, what? What is that?
What is that?
But it has no reflection on you. It's just where you're at. And in reality, everyone else is there too.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to say that I think for schooling specifically, some people aren't meant to dive right in. And I say that because I thought I had to. I also had to pay for my own schooling. And I also had no idea what I wanted to do. And I bounced around from like major to major to major. And so I of course, obviously, ended up going to a community college for the first 2 years. Did terrible. And I only lasted like a year and a half and then I dropped out because I had no clue what I was doing. And it felt like a waste of time and it felt like a waste of money. And it was a waste of money. So I remember sitting my mom down and saying, hey, like, I don't think school's for me. I was at the time working at a hotel and was thinking I might get into like hospitality. And I sat her down and was like, I think this is what I want to do. I'm doing terrible in school and I'd rather just work.
Yeah.
And she, I remember her like really appreciating me telling her that. And she was like, okay, well, that's fine. I took a full like year and a half off and worked. Guess what? Hated it. And, like the older I got, the more I was like, no, I want to finish school. I only have about 2 years left. I ended up going back to school, getting my degree in a major that is communications, which is pretty broad. So I could take it anywhere. So that was my like plan. And the truth is, I don't even use my degree.
Yeah.
YouTube was not part of the plan. It just happened.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's very important that you realize you can control only so much of your life. And you could pay a lot of money for a major. I went to Biola. I had friends that were graduating with $80,000 in debt.
Oh, yeah. I still have a ton of student loans.
I mean, and like, and not to like push community college in this way, but like your girl's debt free.
Yeah.
Because I like spent a lot of money in community college with cheaper classes and figured it out along the way.
Yeah.
And got out of like, got financial aid because I was out from under my parents at that age. I'm not saying do this, but I'm just saying, hey, look, it worked out.
Yeah.
And it worked out great because I didn't feel pressured to go to a 4 year and waste a bunch of money or know my major right away. Like life is incredible.
The thing,
like
I mean, take like my advice would be like take general classes, like maybe take some electives that you're like interested in or intros, like intro to psych, intro to whatever, and like kind of get a feel for it. But yeah, I don't think like you really don't need to declare right away. And I get like there's some professions that like, you know, if you want to be a freaking brain surgeon, obviously it's a very specific track that you need to go through and it requires like a full commitment.
Yeah.
But I think like you have time And so, and you can always just be like, oh, you know what? Right now I'm undeclared. Like I'm kind of just feeling out like what I want.
Undeclared is a major.
Undeclared is a major. So,
so there's
but
that. Yeah,
that's, but again, it's that whole, like, it's got to be your thing. Like you're the one who's going to have to be paying debts. You're the one who's going to have to live with that career. So take your time finding what you want. And it's not unheard of, and it's not a scary thing for you to be like, in your life and then decide to like try something else. Like,
yeah,
that's exciting, you know, like learning something else. So I think people need to stop being afraid or feel like they're stuck in something.
And I also think I had a long talk with my mom about this recently, about just millennials in general, and how there's this common, I think we talked about this in an earlier episode, but there's a common misconception that you have to do something you're passionate about. And I actually very much disagree with that. I think it's fantastic if you're able to. But I feel like most people work hard at a job so that they can do their passions on the side.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I feel like everyone's like, oh, do what you love or do what you're good at or, you know, whatever. It's like, no, you can work hard at a degree and get a job in that field and not be extremely passionate about it. Like, the truth is, I love YouTube, but my passion's actually drumming.
Yeah.
And if you asked me back in the day, I wanted to do music. I was going to major in music. I had this whole plan. That was the plan. And it didn't happen, but that doesn't mean I'm not drumming.
Yeah.
You know? So I think life is different for everyone, and you can't control a lot of things. So I don't know how helpful this actually was.
No, it's true, because sometimes your passion, it stays a lot more pure when there's not that title of a job attached to it. So and I think we said literally like a couple episodes ago where we're like, bring your passion to you and not like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think this is good. I think again, underlying theme, you got to just look to yourself and like find those things that make you happy and make a decision. Like, sit and have moments with yourself where you're really thinking through, like, how is this going to affect me? Like, what do I think? And there's nothing wrong with getting opinions of people you love. Like, I think that's very valuable and why, you know, as humans, we crave like connection. But ultimately, like, you've got to be okay with yourself and love yourself.
You have to.
And then you demand that same love from everyone else.
Preach.
That's it.
That was great.
That was a great episode.
I feel pumped.
I heard you have a dad joke.
I do have a dad joke.
I heard, I mean, you told me.
I told you earlier. I'm so excited. This one got sent in via the email, and it made me laugh out loud. That was pretty great. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes, of course.
Why does the Norway Navy have barcodes on the side of their ships?
Something about scanning. I don't know. Tell me.
So when they come back to port, they can Scandinavian.
That's good.
So good. That's so good, right?
That got me. That is brilliant.
That was fantastic.
Scandinavian.
I'm very upset because someone sent this in and I saved the picture instead of the person who sent it in. God, it's buried in there. I will shout you out next time. I'm so sorry. I thought I took a screenshot. I saved the image. It's my fault. But so that was from a listener. So anonymous listener who didn't choose to be anonymous. I'm so sorry. But thank you for that. And maybe it made me laugh.
I feel like this is the second time you've made someone anonymous just because you like cut off their name or something.
It's happened before. I go too fast. I can't multitask, apparently.
No problem.
So my bad. But thank you guys so much for listening.
Welcome to 2020.
2020, baby.
We got this.
This is it.
We're going to conquer this year together. I really feel like this can be the best year yet of all of our lives. Let's do it.
If you think that, you will do that.
If you think you're beaten, you are. TK.
Yeah, TK. I was going to say the rest of the quote and I lost it. It was gone.
I don't know the rest of it.
But that's it. You won't.
Anyways.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you guys, talk to you guys. What? Next week.
Yes, okay, make sure you subscribe, share all the things, connect with us on our socials, and you know, we'll get closer together.
It's inevitable. All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.